This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Mark Cuban's a pretty good salesman. I think once he gets there, kind of sees the setup and the way Cuban treats everybody, he might want to stay. And if he does, that's going to be a team to watch in the next couple of years, because that's two really good pieces to have to get started with. And for the Knicks, $73 million in cap space that they free up. So, you know, they're going big game hunting this summer. And, you know, it's New York.
And it may seem like they're mortgaging the future, but they believe that they can get Kevin Durant. And I think they believe they can get Kyrie Irving. Yeah. Last offseason, I said, if you're expecting the same Deshaun Watson that you saw in 2017, I think you're kind of setting yourself up for disappointment, because it's almost impossible for him to duplicate that.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He wasn't as good in 2018 as he was in 2017. I kind of think the same thing can be said about Patrick Mahomes. I mean, as good as he is, a year of film from NFL defenses on him, I don't think he's going to be leading the league in every single category next year.
And honestly, how often do you see 50 touchdown seasons?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, live here at Twin Peaks. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At producer T. Scott. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you miss the first 2 hours, that's some of what you miss. A lot of other really good stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. Well, hour number two will be shortly. And also want to tell you, if you haven't had a chance yet to pick up a copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago, you can just go to JesusTheNovel.com. It's got links to everything. You want Kindle. You want Nook, you want print version, you want the audio version, they're all right there. Takes you to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, whatever, wherever you want to buy it. And if you buy that audio book, you'll be, and you're big fans of Holly and Jermaine and John Granato, you'll be helping them out because they get a chunk of that. So check it out. All right, do we have Brad? Awesome. Okay, so let's go to our guest. Follow him on Twitter at BradPower7. Be doing a podcast with AJ on college basketball. He is a college genius when it comes to wagering. Brad, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I don't know if my customers would say I was a genius betting college hoops at least the last couple of nights. It's always, what have you done for me lately? So hopefully we can rebound here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I had a rough Tuesday night, and then last night kind of got me back in the good graces. So that's the way it goes. But, yeah, I'm excited for Sunday. We're going to record our first podcast. We'll have it up on Monday. Has RJ recommended a name for the podcast?
He has not. And, you know, he's been down there in Atlanta with the Super Bowl. How about this? And I know we're kind of going off script here. How about you and I come up with a few names, and I'll run them by RJ when he gets back into town on Friday night?
That works for me. I'll brainstorm a little tonight. We'll see what we can come up with. Well, let's get into this weekend's games. And there are three top 25 games tonight. Two of them are already underway, Purdue and Penn State, Temple, Gonzaga, BYU. Gonzaga, I guess, still sort of flying under the radar, but not with Vegas, because they still have these huge point spreads. And BYU is a pretty good team, but 14 points on the road, Brad. What do you think about Gonzaga's chances to cover?
I lean with BYU in this game just because of the spot. Gonzaga's playing their third straight road game. BYU got their biggest win of the season to date last week, a week ago. They've been off for a week against St. Mary's at home. So situationally, I lean towards BYU, but here's why it didn't appear as a like or a best bet for me on my card today. It's Gonzaga. You mentioned it. You know, Gonzaga now flying under the radar, according to Vegas. And maybe not enough, because you look at Gonzaga's last 10 games. This is remarkable. 10 game sample size. Gonzaga's 10-0 straight up. Average point spread, Gonzaga's been favored by 26 points per game. This is basketball, not football, guys. For a score, a bucket's worth two, not 6 points for a touchdown. They've been favored, Gonzaga, by 26, and the average cover for them is by 11 points per game. Tough fading that. That's why I'm only leaning with BYU tonight, plus 14.
One of the games that I like a lot tonight, I'll see if you have the same take on it. It's actually a really bad game, but Oregon State and Colorado. I like Oregon State quite a bit. In fact, I thought Oregon State would be the favorite, but the number's kind of gone. It's gone up from 1.5 to 2. But Colorado's got a beat up roster, and that zone is going to force Colorado to basically work in the half court, which hasn't been great for them. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
Yeah, a little bit surprised. My numbers have it more towards pick as far as my power ratings. You know, Oregon State kind of was a little bit of a surprise early on in Pac-12 play, won their first four conference games. Then have hit a little bit of a rough patch the last four games. They're only 1-3. A couple of those losses on the road, Arizona State and Arizona. There's I would say it's not that bad to lose from what we've seen from Washington so far in Pac-12 play. Losing at home to the Huskies, no big deal in that regard. You're right, Colorado's been banged up, hasn't shown much. Money's come in on Colorado on this game. They're up to a 2-point favorite. You always got to respect the market, but the market's not always right. Case in point, last night, a lot of money on USC against Washington. That money dead wrong. A lot of money on DePaul last night against Villanova. That money ended up being wrong. And I think this is one instance where the market's a little bit wrong here. Give me Oregon State. I'll fade the line move. I'll take the Beavers +2.
Good. I'll hopefully be winning with you on that. The one of the more interesting games that's on tomorrow's card is the rematch of Maryland and Wisconsin. Maryland won that first battle, and this is one of the rare battles of teams that actually have key big men, and both their centers are kind of the leaders of the pack there, between Bruno Fernando and Ethan Happ, and the first matchup, Maryland was just better, and they were winning six of what ended up being seven in a row. But since then, blown out at Michigan State, which maybe not a big surprise, but they lose to Illinois. I mean, that had to be surprising. And they did get a win over Northwestern to kind of get back on track. Wisconsin hasn't lost since then. Maryland was the hot team then. It looks like Wisconsin's a hot team now. Who do you like?
I like Wisconsin tomorrow night. And if you remember back to that earlier meeting, it wasn't that long ago. We're only talking a couple weeks ago against Maryland. I was kind of bad beat right. for both the teams. I mean, Maryland was up like 20 in the second half, and then all of a sudden Wisconsin took the lead outright, big comeback, and Maryland hit a couple of free throws, I believe, with like 1 second left to get the cover as a 3.5-point home favorite. I think we might look at Wisconsin, and right after that game, Wisconsin, what'd they do? They had the big home game against Michigan. They end Michigan's long unbeaten streak as far as straight up goes. That might have been the turning point for the Badgers, and since then they've taken care of business. I thought just as impressive as beating Michigan at home outright was taking care of business the game following that at Illinois, kind of a trap game. Wisconsin won and covered. And then followed it right back up last Saturday. I kind of leaned against Wisconsin in the Northwestern game. And, a lower scoring game, and Wisconsin took it to even Northwestern. You're right. Two teams heading in kind of opposite directions. Kind of an immediate revenge spot for the Badgers at home, laying a reasonable number. Give me that -4.5.
Probably the game of the weekend on Saturday will be Louisville and North Carolina. And Louisville, I guess it was, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, something like that. They went to Chapel Hill and gave Roy Williams his worst home loss since he's been at North Carolina. And neither team's lost since then. Louisville has been a real surprise to me. I didn't expect them to be as good as they've been. But do you think that Louisville is going to continue to be that good? And do you think they've got enough to beat North Carolina this weekend?
Yeah, the line I'm expecting that is going to come right around Pick'em. I'm a little bit actually, and it could still have, believe it or not, North Carolina slightly favored, but I do think that it's sustainable for what Louisville's been doing. I mean, it's nothing fluky. They got a top 25 offense, a top 25 defense. They played a relatively tough schedule. So it's nothing like they've gotten hot from behind the arc here. You're exactly right. Look, first and foremost, they made a really good hire. We knew that when that was the case after Patino left, that they had to go out and make a splash hire. They did so. North Carolina's been kind of Jekyll and Hyde this year. On one hand, they're suffering their worst home loss ever under Roy Williams. That was the earlier game against Louisville. And then they come right back, and they're beating a pretty good Virginia Tech team by 20-plus points. Not sure I can trust North Carolina in this spot. I'm sure they're going to want revenge. But right now, the more trustworthy team is Louisville. And if I'm getting them at home, pick them right around there, I'm going to lean with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think the key thing is going to be if Louisville's able to hold North Carolina off the boards, because that Louisville game was one of three times this season that North Carolina got out-rebounded. It doesn't happen very often, but Louisville out-rebounded them by 10 in that game. If they can do that again, I think that's the right side. There's obviously several key matchups this weekend. One of the matchups, another ACC matchup between two ranked teams, Virginia Tech, North Carolina State. What do you expect that number to be, and do you expect Virginia Tech to keep rolling?
Yeah, and let's see, number, just doing it quickly off my head here. I'm expecting Virginia Tech to be right around, a two-point road favorite. I'm thinking it'll be right around the number. Virginia Tech just got a big win, and they're on the road, right? It's in Raleigh?
Yes, it's at NC State.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily a great spot for Virginia Tech. They did their job, took care of business the other night against Miami on the road, won and covered that one. And they got a little bit shorter rest compared to NC State. I'm not sure, because of the spot, because Virginia Tech's going to be a little inflated, market really liked Virginia Tech the other night. I'm going to lean more towards the Wolfpack. I know that they kind of took a little bit of a fall there when they lost their point guard for a 3-4 game stretch. They kind of stabilized a little bit there. I'm going to lean with the Wolfpack there, and I'm expecting, again, the number to come right around NC State plus 2-ish.
Another matchup, two teams that looked like, Final Four type teams early in the season and look like anything but that right now, Texas Tech and Kansas. Kansas, I mean, it looked like they had a get-right game set up against Texas and didn't cover or win, for that matter, against Texas. And Texas Tech has sort of been a roller coaster since conference play started. What do you think about these two teams going forward, and who do you like in that matchup?
Well, first and foremost, I think the big story here is I think we are going to be possibly seeing the end of an era, and the era being Kansas with, 13, 14 straight Big 12 regular season titles. Yep. In a row. I think it's going to come to an end this year. I don't see anything by. After they lost Ezebuki, their center, I thought they maybe figured things out. They had a couple of game stretch there, but really, Kansas, particularly away from home. Now, this is going to be at home at the Fog, so that's going to benefit them to a little bit of a degree there. But I'm just, you're right. The Texas game, if they were going to get right after the Kentucky game, that might have been a good spot. I'm not seeing anybody taking over as far as offense. They were a perimeter team last year. They were expected to be more front court dominated this year. Losing their center has obviously hurt them. Texas Tech hasn't been great against the spread. But I thought maybe we finally saw the buy sign for Texas Tech come on. Their last game against TCU, one of their better offensive performances of the season. A team that came into that game, Texas Tech had only covered two times out of their previous 14 games. I think the market's still a little bit low on the Red Raiders. I'm expecting this number to have Kansas probably favored by 4 or so. I'm going to take Texas Tech plus the 4 here. I know Kansas, desperate need of a win, but right now the more trustworthy team, in my opinion, is Texas Tech.
Well, on the other side of that Kansas game was Texas, who people were saying if they don't win this Kansas game, they're not going to have much on their resume come March. And they still may not have enough, but they get the team that I kind of lean towards as maybe the best team in the Big 12 right now, is Iowa State. And it's at Ames. It's not an easy road trip. What's the number going to look like for Texas-Iowa State? And do you think Iowa State's going to be able to get some distance from Texas?
Yeah, and so Iowa State's going to come right around a 10-point favorite at home in that one. And you're right. I thought Kansas State, getting Dean Wade back, could have made a case for being the best team in the Big 12. They were playing like that for the first 3-4 games, and then they go out at Texas A&M last week and get crushed. So right now, I mean, Iowa State has that, loss against Kansas on the road just a couple weeks ago. Nothing really wrong with losing by 4 at Allen Fieldhouse. Other than that, I mean, their last 5 games, they have been relatively consistent. Covered a big number the other night against West Virginia. We're laying double digits. Had no problem there. Beat a red-hot Mississippi team that's been one of the better ATS teams in the country. Yeah, I think Texas coming off that big win against Kansas, maybe slight flat spot for them. Give me the Cyclones, even though it's going to be a big number. Again, I'm expecting that line to come right around 10.
Is there a game going off tonight that you got a good feel for?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is going to be a little bit of a teaching moment. And you know what? It's already went off. So let me pick one more because that game. You know, I'm going to take Arizona State minus the 5 against Arizona. Arizona, without Jeter, their center, has been a completely different team. He's questionable tonight, going to be a game-time decision. Line says, you know, it's factoring him in being questionable. But the last two games without Jeter, Arizona, their center, they've lost by an average of 22 points per game. Market says he's worth about 3 points. I'm saying he might be worth a heck of a lot more than that. Arizona State doesn't often get the chance to put one on their rival, Arizona. In fact, Arizona State's lost 6 straight in the series. At home, big game for Arizona State. Even if Jeter plays, he's not going to be 100%. Give me Arizona State minus the 5.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And I think Arizona State also, for the big picture goals, if Arizona State doesn't win some big games down the stretch, the Pac-12 might be a one-bid conference. You know, watching USC look terrible against Washington last night, if Washington wins the Pac-12 tournament, Arizona State may be next in line if they can turn that into a second-bid conference there.
No disagreement for me. I mean, really, outside of Washington at this point, I could definitely see the Pac-12, believe it or not, a Power 5 conference being a one-bid league. Pac-12's got issues. When your two biggest sports, football and basketball, and you're falling way behind the rest of it, they got an image problem here.
Absolutely. All right, that's Brad Powers, pregame.com. We'll talk on Sunday, and people will hear from us together on Monday. But appreciate you, man, and have a good weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right back at you. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Look forward to doing that podcast. Take care, guys.
All right. Good stuff, as always. So I had a texter ask, I have a plus 1,500 future ticket on the Rams to win the Super Bowl. With a minus 150, would you hedge with a New England money line bet?
Okay, what's he got? Tell me again.
15-1 future ticket.
For how much, does he say?
He doesn't say, but he says he's considering a live bet on New England if the Rams score first. Thoughts? It depends on how much you have going. I mean, I might hedge enough to break even on the bet. But it's always easier to hedge when you're on the favorite,
right?
Because the value is easier to get. So, but yeah.
I mean, what he's saying about the live thing is not the bad. It's not the worst idea.
No,
if
it's
the
not.
Pats do get out in front at any point.
Well, no, if
the Rams get out in front at any point,
then the number you're going to get some value. And if the Rams are ahead, yeah, the only problem you run into is if the Patriots get off to a big lead early, that number isn't. You're going to have to bet too much.
Right. So. All right, guys, got to tell you about Triangle Energy. There's a lot of energy providers out there, and there's a lot of different offers that come with them. Free weekends, free days, cash bonuses, the list goes on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers, then months later found out you're paying a higher rate or there's additional fees being tacked on to your bill. That's garbage, man. Triangle knows that's garbage. The rate you see, that's the rate you'll pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call. See what they can do for your rate. 877-93-EAGLE or log on to TryEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TryEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
All right. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live here at Twin Peaks, and we have the winner of the $250 gift card. Drew is the guy who pulled the name, so if you didn't win, you can blame him. Blame the promo staff in general. Do not blame us. I'm just reading the name. David Buck of Houston, Texas. Congratulations. You won a $250 gift card for a party Sunday. His name's Buck.
Bucket, man.
He likes to win Twin Peaks gift cards. So, congratulations.
My name's Buck, and I like to win.
For some reason, that came back when with that woman who was in the coma that got... that we all made fun of that.
Well, I didn't count on both teams shooting sub 35% when I played the over in this game.
It's early yet.
It's early yet, but yeah, this is the worst the Cougs have looked at home all season, offensively anyway.
They've had some games where they had stretches like this, and then they turn it on in the second half big time. So
maybe the hope is overtime?
It's way too early. You watch. They're gonna run off about a 15-2 run here.
All right. If you say so.
And then, you know, maybe 15-4 run. Maybe starting with that.
That's right. All right, Fred. You got me back in the game.
I've watched a lot of Cougar basketball this year, so I'm not concerned at all, sir. Not at all.
Today is the last day for Jong Lee with the station. I just want to take one more opportunity to thank Jong for everything he's done for us around here for the last 10 years, man. That's a good man and a good radio guy. So if he decides to stay in this business, whoever gets him is lucky to have him. If he doesn't, whatever he does, he's gonna kick ass at. So,
yeah, great human being. He's been great to work with for these last 10 years, and you know, I hope that you know, at some point down the road, there's more we can do together, because I really admire the guy a lot, and you know, sorry to see him go, but you know, it's. Sometimes in life, you have to move on to other things, and he's going to be great at whatever he does.
Yep.
And they've scored, like, what?
8 points since
since I told you that.
Yeah.
So
good job, Fred.
You can just relax. Just relax. All right. It's all good.
I still might cheer for overtime. I know Coug fan doesn't want to hear that. I'd like it if the Cougs win in overtime.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whichever, but well, just let them run off that 15-2 run, and it'll all be good.
All right.
Man, I don't know if you see who your next defensive coordinator for the Patriots is going to be?
I did not.
Brett Bielema. Curious, huh?
It is curious. I mean, maybe he's run out of rabbits to pull out of his head as far as a head coach goes. But
yeah, I mean, to me, it doesn't matter who the Patriots defensive coordinator is.
He's going to have some success.
Yeah. And that's why I wouldn't keep hiring these guys as head coaches.
Yeah.
But, man, Dolphins don't listen to me.
Yeah, that's an interesting name. I mean, that's a guy who I don't know that he didn't. Would you say he had moderate success at Wisconsin? I mean, for what Wisconsin's supposed to be.
I think he had pretty good success.
Three straight Rose Bowls.
But you know what? That's more than moderate success. But I think part of the issue there is it's really Barry Alvarez's thing still while he's there.
Right.
Because whoever he plugs in, they're kind of the same thing. They run the ball. They recruit really good offensive linemen. And, you know.
And then he left to Arkansas inexplicably. I mean,
it wasn't a fit.
Well, and part of why he left apparently was he wanted his assistants to make more money.
Yeah.
Which, kudos, but you forgot when you went to the SEC West that's where LSU and Auburn and Alabama play.
Don't forget Aggie, who they can never beat.
That's true.
Arkansas never beats Aggie.
So he didn't have even moderate success at Arkansas. They won 8 games 1 year. I mean, I guess that's good. But 29-34 overall, that's not going to get it done at a place that's, even if their expectations are unrealistic, they have high expectations there at Arkansas. So,
well, at Arkansas, you should be like a step above the Mississippi school.
I would think so, too.
And every 10 years or so, you make a run. Of course, nobody makes a run while Nick Saban's there. But
to me, if you're Arkansas, you should be what, I mean, kind of what Texas A&M is.
Yeah.
And they haven't even been close to that. Did you see, speaking of new coordinators, Did you see who the new offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys is?
I did. Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore. 29-year-old Kellen Moore, the new offensive coordinator for the Cowboys. What do you think of the hire?
It's hard to say until he gets in the job, but...
I mean, he was a quarterback's coach this year.
Yeah. And they moved up John Kitna to quarterback's coach.
It's weird because it wasn't that long ago that Kellen Moore was the backup quarterback on that team.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's running the offense. So
now all they have to do is rally around John Kitna.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, Kitna's the quarterback's coach. I think it's interesting. You know, I'm obviously you like a guy who's been in the league. I've heard good things about him, but it's a big step to offensive coordinator. We'll see.
Yeah.
But it's a different voice, and, you know, it's a voice that we'll see how he does.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of hard for me to judge that hire until we
see it.
Yeah. Speaking of changes, apparently DC is going to have the Batman coming out in 2021.
Okay.
A person familiar with the situation but not authorized to speak publicly about it. Also confirmed that James Gunn is in negotiations to direct the next Suicide Squad movie, which will also be released in 2021.
I heard about that, and I heard that the next Suicide Squad movie is not going to be a sequel. It's going to be a reboot. So
yeah,
basically they're throwing everything they've done with Suicide Squad out the window and starting over.
Yeah, that makes very little sense.
But that's what listen, DC doesn't have their act together. Apparently their animated stuff is good.
Yeah. Well, see, I thought Justice League was good. I did. I thought, and I'd like to see a Justice League sequel, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, they just can't build any momentum.
Yeah, and obviously they did really well with Aquaman.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but they...
It was good. It wasn't great. It was good.
Yeah, they've made a bunch of money off of it.
Yeah.
But no Ben Affleck. We knew that. They're going to focus on a younger Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Kind of disappointed in that. I thought Affleck was good as Batman, but...
I hope it's Macaulay Culkin.
I think they've already named who it's going to be.
Who is it?
I don't. I think it's listed in here. Affleck.
Can I Google new Batman?
Yeah, maybe it'll have it.
Affleck passes the torch to the next generation of Bruce Wayne, but does it say who? No, it doesn't say. No. Damn it. Oh. No, Matt Reeves is going to be the director.
Yeah, he's the director. That's who they were congratulating. So.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Neither do I. But it's coming in 2021.
I hope it's Pete Davidson.
If you're going younger, like, so who's the next kind of up-and-coming young action star?
That's
not already committed to something.
Could it be Vin Diesel as Batman?
Vin Diesel's too old.
Oh,
Vin
okay.
Diesel's older than me.
Well, I was going to say Chris Pratt, but he's already locked into...
Yeah, he's a Marvel guy.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? You know what it might be time for? A black Batman.
I'd be down with that.
People would lose their minds, and it would be so...
Oh,
great.
No, I think that would be awesome.
I do, too.
I still want Idris Elba to be the next Bond. When that came out, people were like, they were losing their minds over that. I'm like, that dude would be an awesome Bond. He'd
yeah.
be perfect.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Since he's dead in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
Maybe they can use him over to be Batman. I think that'd be pretty badass.
Yeah. I like the idea. How about an Asian Batman?
That'd be good, too. I mean, I think any... Like, what about the guy from... what's his name? The guy from... The Night Of. What's that guy's name? Riz Ahmed?
Yeah.
How about him?
That'd be interesting.
See, I've got ideas.
Yeah, I like these ideas.
You want ideas, DC? You call me. I'll hook you up with the right Batman. Maybe I should be Batman.
Too old.
I'm 37.
Yeah, I know. They want a younger.
No, I'm 38.
They want a younger Batman. I'm sorry.
Isn't it weird how you forget how old you are after a certain
point? Oh,
yeah.
Wait till you get my age.
Like, I was like, oh, I'm not 37 anymore.
Yeah.
I'm 38, and I've been 38 for like 6 months. Whoops.
What, did we have a... Was that you, or was there a slip?
What do you mean?
When you said whoops.
Oh, no, I was just saying whoops. I can't remember how old I was. And I was looking at the UFC, the ESPN Plus fights. They've got the UFC Fight Night and Kovalev fights, which I'm surprised that Kovalev's fighting with all the stuff he's going on, got going on right now. I haven't heard any follow-up on that, on his or his accused woman hitting.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything more on that either.
So I guess he's gonna, with a felony assault case pending, he's gonna go ahead and punch someone in the face a lot. I don't know if that's the best idea, but I mean,
I'll probably
gotta make your money, I guess.
I will.
Are you on ESPN Plus yet?
Yeah, I am. I've been on it because I didn't realize they had all the good stuff on there that they do. I just got it for Canadian football because that's the only place I could watch Canadian games, and then start looking. Like now, like, I'll watch a Kovalev fight on there.
Yeah. All right, got Jose Aldo's fighting on the UFC card this weekend. I mean, there's some good fights.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And that's for $4.99 a month or whatever it is.
And we're not being paid to sell you on ESPN Plus, but it's a good service.
Yeah.
All right, guys, got to tell you, if you are owning your home, you need to listen up. You can save money on your home insurance, and it's simple. Our friends over at TGS Insurance Agency, they're about to deliver you big savings on your home policy, all without ever even talking to an agent. Who wants to talk to an agent? Not me. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone came along and made it 15 minutes. TGS Insurance has built a new system that's going to give you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of dough. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You send that back, you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, the savings, they're legit, man. The online rating, nearly perfect. The average customer from last year saved over $825 on their home insurance. I've done this. It's the real deal. You don't need to wait until your renewal. TGS Insurance will take care of the back end. You can free your mind and fatten your wallet starting now. One more time, text money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on 290 at Pinemont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Want to remind you about all the great properties we have at Gal Media, sportsmap.com. Check that out. Innovation Map, Gifting Map, Culture Map. And as a matter of fact, tomorrow on Culture Map, I'll have a story on why you should get your puppy trained and how it's you learn a lot as a – you learn as much as a dog does. At least I have. So that'll be on Culture Map tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you doing the training like where you're there with the dog?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I took my dog and like she went to boot camp for like a month.
Yeah.
And she came back a genius. She's smarter than my kids now. So I'm a proponent of training your dog.
Yeah,
it's a smart thing to do.
The class that we go to, it's really cool. Last week was a little rough for her because she'd been in the little dog class, and she was the biggest dog, and she was just kind of running over him, so it was time for her to move up.
Now she's in the big dog class, and she's the smallest.
She's
dog.
The smallest, so she had a rough one. But it's really cool. They do basically puppy socialization, let them play together, and then they teach you how to – like loose leash walking and stuff like, she's learned to sit. She's learned to stay. She's learned to, when I say touch, she comes to me. And, it's been really cool to learn how to do all this stuff with her. And we're kind of doing some of that with Derby now, and she's still able to learn, even though she's an old. People are throwing out some names for Batman. If you're going to have a white guy, you know who I would like to see? Taron Egerton.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that was in Kingsman. He was in that.
Oh yeah, you like that guy.
Yeah, that guy's good. He would be good, and he's a young.
Okay.
So,
I've got some of my stories popped up. My laptop died, like literally during that
right,
break.
Right when you're supposed to come back for Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah. So I've got a couple stories if you want them.
Yeah, let's do it.
We've talked before about Artie Lang. We talked about him maybe a month or two ago when he got out of rehab. he's entering long-term drug treatment again.
Okay.
Says, excuse any show advertisements starting today. Artie will be undergoing a long-term treatment program. He loves and respects his fans. Updates coming soon, and it's time. I think he's gone to a voluntary, like, you know, go in for a couple days rehab.
Yeah.
And, dude, heroin, that's not going to get you off that stuff.
No,
so,
no.
He said in June he got sentenced to 4 years of probation for heroin possession. So really needs to get it taken care of. And
didn't work for Pookie.
He went in and failed a test for cocaine at, like, when he went into drug court. So not in the best of shape. So he'll be trying to get cleaned up. Remember Cash Me Outside Girl?
Yes.
I kind of thought, like, she would be around for a little while and then she'd go away. She is still famous, apparently. She's 15 years old, and she was seen yesterday buying 24-karat gold rolling papers. Okay, $24 for two papers. I don't know why you would need to smoke
gold.
Gold.
Mm-hmm.
She's rebranded as Bad Bobby, B-H-A-D, B-H-A-B-I-E.
Oh, God.
She recently inked a $900,000 deal with Copycat Beauty to be the face of its new makeup line. How crazy is this that girl is making that much money? She's not cute.
No.
I mean, not in my – I mean, she's 15. So,
yeah, so
I
you
mean,
can't really judge.
Yeah, but for a 15-year-old girl, she's not – she doesn't
– she's not going to grow up to be
– she doesn't show a lot of potential.
No.
I'll say that.
She would never work in Twin Peaks, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Even in one of those messed up states where 15 is legal, I'd still hard pass.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but she is raking in dough. So, whoever she decides to smoke her 24-karat joints with is gonna at least have that going for them.
Well, that's if you're not gonna be hot, you might as well have money.
And speaking of young chicks, Noor Alfala, are you familiar with that name?
No.
Alfala is the ex-girlfriend of Rolling Stones frontman Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger is 75 years old. Noor Alfala is 23. They recently broke up. What would be your guess as to why she would dump him?
Because he's probably banging a whole bunch of other chicks.
Maybe that. Maybe he's too old for her.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you have money.
Except now she's dating Clint Eastwood, who's 88.
Oh, jeez.
So it's just a 65-year age difference, which would...
There's women who like older men?
Yeah, so a 65-year age difference is even greater than you and an unborn baby. So that's pretty gross, if you ask me.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't like that. So, yeah, that's the Hoffman on Hollywood stories that I could get pulled up, thanks to my... You know what? I shouldn't blame my laptop. I let my computer die. I thought I had enough juice to make it through, and I overestimated what I could get through.
Well, what are you going to do? Jay Rapp, I thought I saw here earlier. Maybe I was hallucinating. Said, I have a 150-pound, 10-month-old Great Dane, and if I didn't take him to training, I'd be dragged around against my will. Yeah, he said, I learned as much as a dog. That's the thing that I kind of wrote about, is that I've actually enjoyed going because I've learned how to deal with the dog and trainer myself, and the guys doing it, and we went to Karma Dog Training, and those guys are great. They've taught us so much about how to deal with her and to let them, you know, find her personality, which is really cool. So that story will hit Culture Map tomorrow. We'll pop it onto Sports Map at some point. All right, 35-29 Houston at the half.
All right,
so
I need a better second half than that.
Well, you'll get a better
second half. But I got a better last 10 minutes than first 10 minutes, so I'll take it.
See, that's because you were panicking.
I guess so.
All right, want to thank Twin Peaks for having us out here. And if you're looking for a cool place to watch the game on Sunday, this is a great place to do it, or you want to come out and watch the second half of the UH game. I want to thank Tyler back in studio, taking care of us. Great job today by Brad Powers. Great job today by A.J. Hoffman. I'm on a pretty good run of mediocrity. Pretty mediocre today. We will be back in studio tomorrow. when we have RJ Bell on, so please tune in. Great meeting all the Blitzers out here today. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat.